好，亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters in Christ，
基督教会的众传道人平安
，And all the pastors and co-workers, peace be unto you。
我来自台湾
，I come from Taiwan。
在这里显得很陌生
，Of course, I may be a stranger to most of you。
大概五月的时候，陈牧师邀请我。
I was invited by Durbin Chen in May this year.
我思考之后呢，就没有答应。
In May last year, and after considering, you know, I did not agree or accept the invitation immediately.
主要的原因是因为我不知道他要举办的这个大会的性质。
And mainly because I did not know much about the purpose of this conference he was organizing.
过了一个月，他又邀请我。
But he invited me again a month later.
我也不答应。
Still, I did not agree.
八月的时候，他说可不可以跟我见面。
In August, he asked me whether he could meet with me.
我想他既然到台湾来要跟我见面， And、所以我八月十九号就跟他约在他的旅馆。跟他见面。
So I felt obligated to meet him since he was coming all the way to Taiwan to meet with me. So we met on 19th of August 2019.
本来他只是邀请我做一个工作坊的演讲。
Initially, he wanted me to be a workshop speaker.
结果在见面的时候，他说：“那你可不可以，其实给我们讲道
？”And after meeting with me, he said, "Could you take a plenary session?"
当然，我也没有答应。
Of course, I did not accept that.
但是他跟我相聚了大概三个多小时。
He actually spent about 3 hours with me.
一起吃饭。
We had a meal together.
我说我回去再祷告思想。
And so I told him I would consider this seriously.
那是八月十九号的时候。
And that was on 19th of August 2019.
八月二十四号。
24th August.
他又写信来问我。
He wrote to me again.
我说我再过十分钟回答你。
And I said, you know, give me 10 minutes. I will reply you after that.
我在我的书房。
I was in my study.
非常认真的祷告。
And I was seriously praying.
祈求上帝给我明确的旨意。
And asking God to give me a clear direction.
我一向如此。
This is my habit.
特别在重要的邀请的时候。
And especially when it comes to important speaking invitations.
祷告完之后，上帝给我一段经文。
After my prayer, God showed me a passage in His scriptures.
我现在把这个经文念给各位听。
I will read this aloud to you.
以赛亚书五十一章。
Taken from Isaiah chapter 51.
十二节一直到十六节。
Verses 12 to 16.
我来念中文。
I'll read in Chinese.
唯有我是安慰你们的，你是谁？竟怕那必死的人，怕那要变如草的世人，却忘记铺张诸天，立定地基，创造你的耶和华。又因欺压者图谋毁灭要发的暴怒，整天害怕。其实那欺压者的暴怒在哪里呢？第十四节，被掳去的快得释放，必不死而下坑，他的食物也不致缺乏。我是耶和华你的上帝，搅动大海，使海中的波浪砰轰。万军之耶和华是我的名，我将我的话传给你，用我的手引遮蔽你，要为裁定诸天，立定地基，又对锡安说，你是我的百姓。
I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal man, the sons of man who are but grass?That you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, that you live in constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressor who is bent on destruction. For where is the wrath of the oppressor? The cowering prisoners will soon be set free. They will not die in the dungeon, nor will they lack bread. For I am the Lord your God, who churns up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord Almighty is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I who set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth, and who say to Zion, you are my people.
因为我知道这个大会主要是给中国大陆的 基督徒传道人教会所参加的。
I know that the purpose of this conference was to minister to the participants and the pastors and preachers from mainland China.
我非常清楚中国教会的处境。
I understand the situation of the Chinese church now.
所以很清楚这个经文告诉我，我一定要去。
And so I clearly know that this passage is telling me that I had to accept the invitation.
我认为中国教会的基督徒要知道我们所敬拜的上帝是一位什么样的上帝。
I believe that the Chinese believers must know what kind of a God we believe in.
他将赐给我们什么样子的平安。
And what kind of peace he gives us.
是超越人间一切的政权。
It surpasses all political powers on earth.
因此今天我要讲的题目是真正的敬拜。
And today, the topic of my message is the true worship.
陈妙牧师跟我讲，用一个正道的方式讲一个主题是有关敬拜。
Reverend Chen Piao told me to speak on a topic that is related to worship in a sermon fashion.
当他跟我讲的时候
，When he said to me,
我立刻想到了。我今天要讲的这段经文
I immediately thought of the passage that I'm about to share with you.
虽然我没有立即答应他
Although I did not immediately accept his invitation.
感谢主，我还是来这个地方跟各位分享这个信息
And I thank God that I can be here today and share my message with you.
感谢上帝将我们从各地招来聚集在吉隆坡
We thank God for gathering us in Kuala Lumpur from all corners of the earth
愿耶稣基督及父上帝临在这个大会中
And may the Lord the Father and the Son be here with us
也愿圣灵充满我们赐我们诚实敬虔谦卑的心
And may the Holy Spirit fill our hearts that we may worship him in, with integrity and with truth
给我们领悟、相信、听从上帝之道的灵性与悟性
and giving us understanding insight so that we may worship him in spirit and in truth
好叫我们因上帝的真理成圣更新被建造
that we can be sanctified, renewed and be restored by the word of God
以至于能继续追随我们的主
that we can continue to worship him and follow him
进窄门
And to enter through the narrow gates.
走小路
And to walk on the narrow path.
传扬福音
Proclaiming the gospel.
凡事荣耀我们的父上帝
And glorifying God in all that we do.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
人类从第一对兄弟开始
From the first pair of brothers since creation.
人就透过献祭在敬拜上帝
And People worship God through their offerings.
并且圣经也很诚实地告诉我们
And the Bible tells us very honestly.
上帝悦纳亚伯而不悦纳该隐的献祭
And God was delighted with the offering of Abel but not that of Cain.
然后圣经又非常诚实地告诉我们
And again it's very honest record in the Bible.
该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯
Cain murdered his brother Abel.
由此可知
And from here we could know,
在这个堕落的世界里
In this fallen world,
真实的敬拜者必被虚假的敬拜者所迫害
False worshippers will persecute the true worshippers
这告诉我们
This tells us
宗教崇拜是人类谋杀的第一个原因
The religious factor is the first factor that contributed to human homicide.
那些不认识上帝、不认识真理、不敬虔的伪宗教徒是人间的第一杀手。
And the murderers of this world are those who do not worship God, who are not godly, who do not know him.
我们几乎可以说
We can even say
人间任何的谋杀最后都可归因于谋杀者他的虚假的宗教跟他的崇拜。
Any killing in this world can be traced back to that false religion of the killers.
人类宗教史跟教会史也很清楚的见证。
And in the human history and in religious history, we can see.
即便世界遍满了敬拜。
even though there is a lot of worship happening in this world,
但是多数人都沉浸在浑然不知的虚假敬拜中。
Many people are immersed in this ignorant and false worship.
主耶稣基督在登山宝训的最后告诉我们
In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us,
即便那些宣称奉耶稣基督的名传道、赶鬼、行许多异能的所谓教会的传道人，他们也不知道他们在拜什么。
There could be those who cast out demons, who perform miracles, and in the name of Jesus in the church, they still do not know who the Lord is.
以至于那一位应当被敬拜的主最后对他们说
Until the Lord who should be worshipped said to them in the end,
我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
该隐与亚伯的献祭已经清楚地表明
The offering of Cain and Abel shows clearly,
真实又被悦纳的敬拜是由被敬拜者来决定。
The 真实又 ，It is not the worshippers who will decide what is true and pleasing worship，
而不是由敬拜者决定。
Is it not the worshippers who will decide what is true and pleasing worship？
也就是由那一位应当被敬拜的创造者上帝来决定。
It is.To be decided by the one we worship, that is God.
除非人以上帝所喜悦的方式敬拜他。
Unless men can worship God in ways that are pleasing unto him,
否则就不是真实的敬拜。
It is not true worship.
因此
，So,
被敬拜的上帝才是敬拜的主体。
The God whom we worship is the subject of worship.
而不是敬拜者。
It is not the worshippers.
应当被敬拜的上帝。
The God who should be worshipped.
他决定谁，他决定人必须敬拜他。
Decides that men should worship him.
怎么敬拜他。
How to worship him.
谁才能够真正敬拜他。
Who can truly worship him.
总之。
In other words.
什么是他所喜悦的敬拜。
What is worship that pleases him.
因此。
Therefore,
不是所有人都能敬拜。
Not everyone can worship God.
也不是所有的敬拜都是真实的。
And not all worship is true worship.
只有上帝亲自临到他。
Only when God comes to him or her.
向他显现。
And reveals himself to this person.
将他的真理告诉他。
Revealing his truth to this person.
与他同在。
And be with him.
这样的人才能够真的敬拜上帝。
Such a person can then worship God in truth.
让我们记得
Let us remember.
当上帝第一次灭绝人类的时候
And when God first destroyed mankind.
这世界上只有八个人被拯救
Only 8 survivors were found in the whole world.
也只有这八个人在上帝灭绝世界之后能够敬拜上帝。
And only these 8 survivors could continue to worship God after the rest of humankind had been wiped out.
领受上帝的约。
And they received God's covenant.
还有祝福。
And blessing.
各位。
Brothers and sisters.
何其稀少的真正敬拜者。
True worshippers are so few in number.
此后。
Later.
上帝又从挪亚的后代闪。的后代当中拣选了亚伯拉罕。
God chose Abraham out of Shem's descendants, and Shem, of course, was one of Noah's sons.
成为他的百姓以色列人的祖先。
And God chose Abraham as the father of his chosen people, Israel.
根据保罗的话
，According to Paul's words,
上帝将他儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都赐给了。
And God gave Israel sonship, glory, covenants, the law, temple worship, and his promises.
基督也从他们而出。
And Christ came from them too.
但是
But,
请听以色列人先知以赛亚所说的话。
Let's listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚在以赛亚书一章十一节到十七节说 我把这个经文念给各位听。
In Isaiah chapter 1, from reading the, from verse 17.
耶和华说，你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的燔祭和肥畜的油脂我已经够了。公牛的血、羊羔的血、公山羊的血我都不喜悦。你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些，使你们践踏我的愿语呢？你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的，月朔和安息日便宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的，作孽右手元素会我也不能容忍。你们的月朔和节期我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦，我担当便不耐烦。你们举手祷告，我必遮掩不看，就是你们多多的祈祷我也不听。你们的手都满了杀人的血，你们要洗濯自洁，从我眼前除掉你们的恶行，要止住作恶，学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
Isaiah chapter 1, verses 11 to 17. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trembling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your evil assemblies. Your new moon festivals and your appointed fees, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I'm weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow.
于是耶和华上帝又说
And Lord says,
这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领人的吩咐。
And these people came close to me, but their hearts are far away from me.
因此耶和华上帝最终刑罚他的百姓以色列人。
And in the end, God's judgment came upon his people, the Israelites.
将他们交给外邦人。
And delivering them into the hands of the Gentiles.
被掳于巴比伦。
And they were exiled into Babylon.
以至于如同保罗引以赛亚的话所说的，以色列人虽多如海沙，得救的不过是剩下的余数。
And so much so that Paul said that, though the number of the Israelites be like the sand by the sea, only the remnant will be saved.
由此可见，
from here we could see,
即便是在上帝所拣选的百姓中，
even among the chosen of God,
也只有少数的人真正敬拜他，
only a remnant truly worshipped him.
基督徒比以色列人更蒙福。
Christians are more blessed than the Israelites.
以色列人根据上帝颁给摩西的律法、诫命、典章、条例敬拜上帝。
According to the laws, the commandments, the statutes, and the decrees God gave to Moses, the Israelites worship God.
基督徒则直接根据上帝的儿子耶稣基督敬拜上帝。
And Christians worship God in accordance with the teaching of His Son Jesus Christ.
上帝的儿子是道成肉身的圣子上帝。
The Son of God is the incarnate God on earth.
如福音书所言。
And just like what is written in the Gospels.
律法是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。Yeah, please.
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God, but God, one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
耶稣基督很清楚地说，
Jesus Christ said very clearly,
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, and life.
若不借着我，
No one can come to me.
没有人能到父那里去。
Can come to the Father except through me.
你们若认识我，
And no one can know the Father
就认识我的父，
except through me.
从今以后你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
And from now onwards you have known him and you have seen him.
所以唯独耶稣基督能让我们真正认识上帝，亲近上帝， 敬拜上帝。
We can only worship God truly and sincerely through the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我要讲的这个经文大家都非常的熟悉。
The passage I'm expounding on today is familiar to most of you.
就是耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
It is the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman by the well.
在约翰福音第四章的这个经文里面。
In the passage taken from John chapter 4.
耶稣基督有关敬拜的教导。
And this is a passage about the teaching of worship.
他不是在圣殿里面。
And he did not give this teaching in the temple.
对热心敬拜上帝的犹太人。
And teaching it to the zealous the Jewish worshippers.
或者是自以为意的法利赛人。
Or the self-righteous Pharisees.
而是对犹太人所鄙视的撒玛利亚人。
Rather, he gave this teaching to the despised, to those that the Jews despised, the Samaritans.
而且是撒玛利亚人当中的一位妇人。
And to a Samaritan woman.
是犹太人特别鄙视的社会边缘人。
And a marginalized person and someone the, whom the Jews looked down.
根据这个经文。
And according to this passage.
这甚至不是撒玛利亚妇人当中的一个普通妇人。
And this woman was no ordinary Samaritan woman.
是一个格外有问题的撒玛利亚妇人。
And she was full of problems.
上帝耶稣基督主动来到撒玛利亚。
And Jesus took the initiative to come to her.
主动向这位妇人。
And he took the initiative.
交谈。
To speak to her.
然后向他说明了敬拜的真理。
And explaining to her the meaning of worship.
耶稣的这个动作本身。
And this action of Jesus itself.
就是敬拜真理的直接显现。
It's a direct manifestation of the teaching of worship.
这位妇女牢牢地被囚禁在偏颇的宗教传统当中。
Because this woman was living in the grip of traditional worship.
而且被歧视
，and she was despised.
可以说是不能敬拜者当中的不能敬拜者。
And she was an outcast who could not really come to worship God.
但是耶稣基督打破了宗教传统的偏见。
But then Jesus discarded all this religious prejudice.
打破了社会的藩篱。
And broke through all the social barrier.
打破了歧视。
And broke through all this discrimination,
特别是男人的歧视
especially the sexual discrimination.
向这位妇女启示了敬拜的真理
revealing the truth of worship to this woman.
但是
but
连这位妇女
even this woman,
她都自认为她能够真正的敬拜上帝
felt that she could worship God herself.
可见人的骄傲跟自义。
From here, you could see men's pride and self-righteousness.
当然也是无知。
And of course, ignorance as well.
这位妇女不知道跟她讲话的是谁。
She did not know whom it was that spoke to her.
她不知道跟她讲话的这个人跟她的祖宗雅各有什么关系。
She did not know the relationship between this.Person and her ancestors.
她不知道这个人知道她生命的实际情况。
And she did not know that this person actually knew of all that had happened in her life.
她不知道这个人就是她正在等待的那位弥赛亚。
And she did not know that this person was actually the Messiah she had been waiting for.
她不知道。跟他讲话的这个人是通往上帝的唯一一条道路。
And she did not know that this person is the only way to God.
但是
But,
耶稣向他启示了他自己。
Jesus revealed himself to her.
向他启示了敬拜的真理。
Revealing the truth about worship to her.
也透过他。
And through her.
向撒玛利亚人启示了救恩。
And the salvation was revealed.To the Samaritans.
并且让许多的撒玛利亚人相信他。
And that many Samaritans could come to know and believe in him as a result.
耶稣还主动在那个村庄停留了两天。
And Jesus took the initiative to stay at that village for 2 days.
跟他们一起吃喝。
And drinking and eating with them.
从这个故事
from this story,
我们可以非常清楚地知道
we can know very clearly,
宗教传统
religious traditions,
怎么样拦阻人认识真正的敬拜
prevent true worship of man,
从以色列史从教会史都非常清楚地表明
and this is very much evident in the history of the Jews and the church.
上帝的选民还有基督徒都会陷入虚假的敬拜当中。
The chosen people and God's elect can fall into the deception about worship.
人不会因为他的传统而理所当然的自认为可以敬拜。
And because of the traditions, human beings think that they know how to worship.
耶稣非常诚实地告诉这位撒玛利亚妇人。
And very honestly, Jesus told the Samaritan woman.
你们所拜的你们不知道
You do not know whom you worship
我们所拜的我们知道
But we worship whom we know
因为救恩是从犹太人出来的
Because salvation is from the Jews
耶稣说的是真话
And Jesus spoke the truth to her
不是社会偏见
And it was not a social prejudice
但是耶稣最后宣告
And in the end Jesus proclaimed
敬拜既不在耶路撒冷，也不在基利心山。
The true worship is not found in Jerusalem or in the Mount Gerizim.
也就是说，敬拜既不在犹太人的传统，也不在撒玛利亚人的传统。
True worship is not found in Jewish or Samaritan traditions.
这个是事实。
This is a fact.
救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Salvation is from the Jews.
上帝将特殊启示给犹太人。
And God gave the Jews special revelation.
上帝的救赎行动开始于犹太人。
And God's redemptive plan began with the Jews.
道成肉身的上帝儿子是犹太人。
Incarnated God was born from a Jew.
使徒是犹太人。
And the apostles were Jewish.
教会是犹太人建立的。
And the church was first founded by Jewish believers.
第一批基督徒是犹太人。
The first batch of Christian believers were Jewish.
耶稣讲的是真话。
And Jesus spoke the truth.
但是
But
耶稣仍然宣称
Jesus still proclaimed
敬拜既不是在犹太人的传统中也不在撒玛利亚人的传统中。
True worship is not found in Jewish or Samaritan traditions.
因为时候已经到了。
Because the time has come.
现在就是。
And it is now.
一个新的时代开始了。
A new age has begun.
人要敬拜上帝。
And for men to worship God.
不是靠在什么地方，在什么传统。
It is not dependent on the location or traditions.
而是靠耶稣基督。
It is only through Jesus Christ.
耶稣的这个话
And the words of Jesus
很清楚地告诉我们不是宗教都是一样的。
Tell us clearly that not all religions are the same.
不是传统都是一样的。
Not all traditions are the same.
不是敬拜都是一样的。
Not all worship is the same.
耶稣很清楚地告诉这位妇人
And Jesus told this woman very clearly
在约翰福音四章二十三节他说那真正拜父的要用心灵诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他
And John 4:23 Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks
真正拜父的要用心灵跟诚实也就是在灵里面在真理的里面
True worshippers will worship in spirit and in truth
请我们注意耶稣的话
Let us take note of Jesus' words
耶稣是说那真正拜父的
And Jesus means those who truly worship God
他不是说拜神的
AndHe's not talking about worshippers of deities.
可见真正的敬拜是存在于父跟子之间。
And true worship is only found in the Father and Son.
也就是天父跟他的儿女之间。
And that is Father and His children.
这也表示说，只有上帝的儿女能够真正拜天父。
In other words, only God's children can worship Him.
用心灵跟诚实。
In spirit and in truth.
就是在灵跟真理里面。
And that is found in spirit and in truth.
用灵是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to worship in spirit?
就是不是用物质的、有形的、 外在的方式敬拜上帝。
That is, we are not worshiping God using the material things, tangible things, or external things.
诚实就是真理。
The truth is, honesty.
也就是说，人没有办法用错误的思想、错误的知识、错误的行为、错误的仪式敬拜上帝。
Truth is what is truth, and we cannot use that which is wrong to worship Him.
人必须在上帝的灵里面、上帝的真理里面才能够敬拜他。
We can only worship God in spirit and in truth.
灵意味着自由。
And that we will have freedom in the spirit.
不受人间的限制。
And we are not bound by human traditions.
所以敬拜既不在这里。
And so worship is not in this place,
也不在那里,
or that place.
不是用这种方式,
it's not using
those ways, 也不是用那种方式,
or that way.
而是单单在真理里面,
it is only found in truth.
灵的敬拜,
and worship in spirit,
就是真理的敬拜,
is the worship in truth.
在真正的敬拜里面, 灵跟真理是相互蕴含的,
and in this true worship, spirit and truth, you know, are one and the same.
上帝就是光。
God is light.
约翰一书一章五节告诉我们。
And we find this in 1 John 1:5.
所以他的道能光照我们。
And so his word can illumine us.
开启我们的心眼。
And opening out the eyes of our hearts.
叫我们看见自己的罪恶、软弱、失败跟无能。
And that we come face to face with our own sinfulness and weaknesses.
以至于让我们能够谦卑地在上帝的面前认罪悔改。
And that we can humbly come before him to confess our sins and repent.
呼求他的拯救。
And call upon him to help us.
正如耶稣基督的话
And just as Jesus' words,
能够刺穿了那位撒玛利亚妇人的心
could penetrate the heart of that Samaritan woman,
揭露她的败坏
and can intervene her weakness,
显出她生命的问题
and revealing the problems of her life,
然后使她回转
and then to give her this opportunity to turn over a new leaf,
让她得救。
That she could be saved.
希伯来书四章十二节告诉我们，上帝的道比两刃之剑更快。
And the word of God says in Hebrews 4:12 that God's word is sharper than any double-edged sword.
上帝的道能够刺入我们的灵魂最深的地方。
It can penetrate even to the deepest most part of our hearts.
所以只有在上帝的道的光照底下。
Only when we are illumined by the light of God's word,
我们才能够赤露敞开的真实的敬拜他。
And we can then enter into the state of true worship.
所以没有上帝的道。
Without God's word,
不相信上帝的道。
And without belief in God's word,
不顺服上帝的道。
Without obedience to God's word,
不遵循上帝的道。
And without submission to God's word,
就算这个人站在最神圣的地方。
This man could be standing in the holiest of holiest.
这个人被看作是最神圣的人。
And he could be perceived as by the rest as the holiest person.
这个人也读着圣经。
And this man could be reading the Bible.
但他仍然没有办法敬拜上帝。
But he is unable to worship God.
耶稣非常诚实地告诉这位撒玛利亚妇人。
And truly, Jesus told the Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚人所拜的。撒玛利亚人不知道。
The Samaritans did not know whom they worship.
我们认为
We know.
根本的原因是撒玛利亚人没有拥有完全的上帝的道。
That it is because the Samaritans did not have a complete Old Testament.
我们都知道
We all know that.
撒玛利亚人只相信摩西五经。
That the Samaritans only believed in the Pentateuch, the first
five books of the Bible. 他们不相信有丰富基督的预言启示的先知书还有圣书。
They did not believe in the books of the prophets that contain rich prophecies about Christ.
所以他们对上帝没有完整的认识跟知识。
And so they lack a thorough understanding about God.
所以请让我们记得。
Let us remember.
离弃上帝的道。
When we forsake God's truth.
即便成千上万在圣殿里的祭司。
And it could be priests who have the multitudes worshiping at the same temple.
教会里的神职人员。
Or it could be the clerical staff of the church.
他们不但不能够敬拜上帝。
Not only are they not able to worship God.
他们把圣殿当作交易的贼窝。
They would have treated God's temple as a robber's den.
他们用许多荒谬的道理。
And they use, you know, all kinds of falsehoods.
败坏上帝的百姓。
And to contaminate God's people.
迷惑上帝的儿女。
And to deceive God's people.
叫他们堕落沉沦。
And that they would fall into sins.
这么说来。
In other words.
谁能够限制我们敬拜上帝呢？
Well, then who can stop us from worshiping God?
在灵，在真理里面敬拜上帝。
To worshiping God in the spirit.
这个世界上没有任何一个权势能够拦阻我们敬拜上帝。
No power on earth can prevent us from worshiping God.
即便是最残暴的混世魔王。
And even the cruelest, the most brutal despot.
都不能限制我们敬拜上帝。
It cannot prevent us from worshiping God.
即便我们落在残暴无情的人手中
And we could be in the control of very brutal and cruel people.
即便我们被迫害、被监禁、被追赶、被放逐
We may be persecuted, imprisoned, exile.
即便我们在荒野、在监狱里面、在坟墓、甚至在异教的神庙里面
And we may be in a desert, in prisons, and in a temple, or even in the temples of occultic believers.
只要我们真正拥有上帝的道
As long as we have God's word, the truth within,
相信上帝的道
and we believe in his truth,
我们都能够敬拜上帝
we can worship him.
请看失去国土跟圣殿被掳于巴比伦的但以理
And let's look at Daniel, who was exiled in a foreign land.
他活在独裁的政权底下。
And he was a subject of a emperor.
他活在异教的社会文化里面。
And he was living in a society of hedonish worship.
他被他的仇敌所迫害。
And he was persecuted by his enemies.
但是他跟他的朋友都能够在火窑尸坑里面敬拜上帝。
But they could worship God, meaning Daniel and his friends, you know, whether they were in a lion's den or whether they were in the furnace.
两千年来
for more than 2,000 years,
有无数各样各式各样的迫害的寻道者
and there were all kinds of persecutions coming on believers, and there were many martyrs,
被监禁的传道人
and there were many pastors and full-time workers who had been in prison.
他们都能够敬拜上帝
they could worship God.
基督徒从来没有因为地上的任何人事物失去上帝的灵跟真理。
And Christians never could lose the truth of God because of others' prevention.
教会也从来没有失去圣灵跟上帝所默示的圣经。
And the church has never lost the Holy Spirit and the Word, which is the revelation of His truth.
加尔文在基督教要义里面论到圣经。
And when we talk about the Bible,
no, Jarwin,
when John Calvin. John Calvin talked about the Bible,
他说世界上最聪明的人、最残暴的君王都起来要毁灭圣经。
The most intelligent people, the cruelest despot in the world, all wanted to destroy the Bible.
但是圣经就像一棵棕榈树一样。
But then the Bible is like a palm tree,
非常的高大
and very tall,
绿意盎然。
And full of leaves.
这就是圣经。
And this is the Bible.
没有一个人
No one
能够摧毁上帝的道。
Can destroy God's word.
没有一个人
No one
没有能够摧毁圣经。
Can destroy the Bible.
我知道在你们当中在中国大陆
I know that among us and in China,
那一些无法无天、不知天高地厚的人
，and there are those lawless people，
他们想要篡改圣经
，and want to change the Bible，
他们想要摧毁圣经
，they want to destroy the Bible。
我可以靠着圣经说
，I can say it， you know， using the Bible，
必败无疑
，and they will surely fail。
我们要从哪里认识上帝的道呢
？How do we get to know God's word？
从耶稣基督。
From Jesus Christ。
但是升天后又还没有再来的基督，我们要从哪里认识基督呢
？And how do we get to know this Christ who has already ascended but has not returned？
从圣经。
From the Bible.
唯独圣经让我们能够准确无误地认识基督。
Only the Bible can give us this infallible teaching about Christ.
能够让我们清楚认识上帝的道。
And can help us to understand God's word clearly and thoroughly.
因为圣经是上帝所默示真实而无误的话。
Because the Bible is the revealed and infallible word of God.
基督当然不受限于圣经。
And of course, Christ is not bound by the Bible.
但是只有圣经能够清楚无误地将基督表明出来。
But then only the Bible can reveal who God is clearly and without error.
甚至我们可以说。
And we can even say,
基督就是圣经的基督。
And the Christ is the Christ of the Bible.
人不可能离开圣经而认识基督。
And apart from the Bible, no one can come to know Christ.
越过基督的教训。
And if you go beyond the teaching of Christ,
就是越过圣经的教训。
And it means going beyond the teaching of the Bible.
所以圣经拥有超越一切的经验、文化、传统、理性。社会的权威。
And the Bible's authority is one that surpasses all the teachings, you know, of traditions, of philosophies, of worldly knowledge.
因为它是上帝的话。
Because it contains the word of God.
所以。
So.
只要我们被启示在圣经当中的上帝的道光照。
When we are illumined by the revealed word of God.
听从顺服相信。圣经中的上帝的话
and we follow and we hear and we obey the teaching of the Bible
我们就能够敬拜上帝
we can worship God
也必被上帝分别为圣
and we will be set apart as holy by God
正如耶稣基督在受难前
and just before Christ, Jesus crucifixion
对父的祈求
and he prayed to the Father
在约翰福音十七章十七节到十九节
in the John chapter 17 verses 17 to 19
耶稣基督祈求父说求你用真理使他们成圣
and he asked God the Father to sanctify them by the truth
你的道就是真理
your word is truth
你怎么差我到世上我也照样差他们到世上
as you sent me into the world I sent them into the world
我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣
for them I sanctify myself
叫他们因真理成圣
that they too may be truly sanctified
任何一个基督徒
and no matter who whichever Christian
必能因为在圣经中的上帝的道而分别为圣
will be set apart because of the teaching of God's word in the Bible
因此我们应该遵从圣经
and so we must obey the teaching of the Bible
守护圣经
and we must protect the Bible defend the Bible
必要的时候要珍藏圣经
and then to hide the Bible when the need arises
研读圣经
and to read the Bible seriously and thoroughly
昼夜思想圣经
and meditate on the word of God day and night
这样我们就能够借着上帝的道敬拜他
and then we can worship God in truth
就近地说
and we can also say
耶稣基督就是真理
Jesus is the truth
他的话就是灵就是生命
His word is spirit and life
耶稣基督已经从死里复活
Jesus Christ had risen from the dead
已经胜过罪恶死亡魔鬼的所有权势
death and the sins and the power of Satan
已经升天坐着为王
He has ascended into heaven He is seated at the right hand of God the Father
没有任何事物能拦阻他临到人当中
Nothing can stop him from coming to us
亲近人
To draw near to us
也没有任何事物能够拦阻人亲近耶稣基督
No one and nothing can prevent us from drawing near to him
所以没有任何事物能够拦阻人真正敬拜上帝
And so we can say Nothing and no one can stop us from
但是我们要记得
But we must remember
基督徒本不属乎这个世界
that Christians do not belong to this world
必被世界所恨恶
and they will be hated by this world
约翰告诉我们说
John told us
我们不要以此为稀奇
and do not be surprised
因此整个世界的政治
and so does the politics of the world
文化
cultures,
宗教
religions,
群众
and the peoples,
以各种方式威胁迫害残害基督徒
will definitely persecute and deceive the Christians in many many ways,
拆毁基督教堂
and they can tear down churches,
禁止基督徒聚会
They can forbid Christians from gathering together
没收基督徒的圣经
And they can confiscate Bibles
诗歌典籍文献
Hymnals, classics, literature
洗劫基督徒的财产
And they can confiscate the properties of Christians
洗脑基督徒的家人跟他们的孩子
Brainwashing the family members and children of Christians
使他们没有办法亲近上帝
So that they could not draw near to God
认识上帝
or come to know God,
敬拜上帝
to worship God,
但这一切终将失败
but all this will definitely end in failure
因为我们所敬拜的主是创造天地万有的上帝
because the God we worship is the creator of heavens and earth
他必能够以自己全能随己意临到人
And he will come to us using his almighty power.
向人显现说话。
And he can reveal to any of us, speak to any of us.
帮助人能够亲近他。
And he can help us to come near to him.
敬拜他。
Worship him.
即便天地都废去。
And even heavens and earth pass away.
记载着他的道的圣经必永远长存。
His word will remain forever.
使得他的儿女在各样的处境中
So that his children, regardless of circumstances,
能够永不止息地敬拜他
can continuously worship him.
最后
Lastly,
愿救赎我们又爱我们的主耶稣基督时时向我们显现
And may Jesus Christ who loves us and who has saved us that be with us at all times.
愿父上帝赐我们能认识他真理并明白他深奥旨意的圣灵
And may God the Father give us the ability to know him and the understanding to appreciate his truth.
使我们不但能在患难中坚定地相信他
That in the midst of suffering we will persevere in our faith.
遵循他的旨意
In obedience to his teaching.
敬拜他
worshiping him,
也能不停地宣讲见证护卫福音的真理
and proclaiming the word of truth at all times
将救恩带给牢牢地囚禁在异教迷信跟现今的邪风恶俗中的人
bringing the message of salvation to those who are bound in sins who are bound in hedonish religions
叫他们能够与我们在上帝的灵跟真理中
That they can be set free and be in God's truth.
敬拜我们天上的父
Worshipping God together with us.
Amen.
Amen.